Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from WinTV. Hello, mate.
Hey, Darren. How are you?
I'm all right. Plenty going on in the AFL. So we're into the finals this week. And, geez, some cracking games. Very exciting football on the weekend, particularly with Brisbane getting through to fourth spot, getting a second chance with that win over your Eagles. Sorry about that, mate. But you expected that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, yes. Yeah. They did pretty well, actually. I was impressed with how they went about it.
Yeah, well, I thought they were going to win at one stage.
Exactly.
Hawks and the Tigers, amazing draw, and what a great finish for several stars in both teams, including Clarko. And Melbourne secure the minor premiership with that last kick to Max Gawn. What about that?
Mate, I reckon Saturday was the best day of footy I've seen ever.
Yeah.
I pretty much sat down and watched all of it across the day. And, you know, as you say, two greats of the game in Clarko, a lot of greats of the game. Actually, Clarko, Burgoyne, Hooley, Asprey, all finishing up in that game. And that was a draw. And obviously, Burgoyne could have touched that ball. Would have been a fairy tale finish for him had he done that. But that was a go in the end. But, yeah, that was good to start with. Then, of course, the Eagles and Brisbane, you can't create drama like that when they had the live ladder on screen and the Lions were going for that top four spot and West Coast were mounting a challenge despite having so many players out of that team. And then, yeah, the game Saturday night, Melbourne 30-odd points down, whatever it was, and came back to win with a call after the siren. Just an unbelievable day of football. So good.
Yeah. Right. So week one of finals. So we get two games at Adelaide and two games at UTAS.
Pretty amazing, isn't it? I mean, if someone said to you at the end of 2019 or the start of 2020 that Tassie would be hosting two AFL finals next year, you'd be laughed out of the room, I reckon. But here we are, and very exciting indeed, both at UTAS Stadium, of course. And as you say, Darren, two good games as well. Obviously, Sydney GWS on Saturday afternoon, and Sunday afternoon it's the Doggies and Essendon. So obviously, the second match particularly will be a bumper crowd. We're still capped at 10,000, so hopefully that gets changed before the weekend and we can get a full house there. Obviously, people have to wear masks as well still, but it's just going to be an unbelievable weekend for Tasmania.
Yep, indeed. All right, more on that on Friday. Well, let's go to the TSL. What's doing there?
Yeah, well, as I said, on Friday, a dead rubber of games this weekend. The finals contenders were already locked in, so we saw Clarence take care of North Hobart. North Bonnie was far too good for Glenorchy, and Launceston hammered Lauderdale, so no surprise at all there. So, yeah, we turn our attention to the finals now. That's going to create an interesting headache for the TSL as well because, obviously, they'll be going up against AFL finals themselves now. So,
yeah.
What do they do with that? Do they just go about it the way they would anyway and go head-to-head? Or, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the fixture looks like for finals this weekend. But regardless, it's Lonnie and North Bonnie playing off for a spot in the grand final and Clarence and the Tigers in the elimination final to keep their season alive.
Mm. NPL, so Devonport Strikers 3, Launceston City 0 on the weekend. So Strikers now 3 points ahead of Glenorchy, only a couple of weeks left in that competition. In the WSL, though, Clarence have already wrapped that up.
Yeah, exactly right. So I thought they already had, to be honest. They were miles ahead of the rest of the competition, but officially they got the championship awarded to them on the weekend, which is really exciting. So they've been a dominant team all season and thoroughly deserved the championship trophy.
Yep, Tasmanian rugby. So we've got the grand final coming up this weekend. It'll be an all-northern grand final after, Launceston were already in the grand final, but Devonport beat Burnie on the weekend. So it'll be Devonport v Lonnie Saturday afternoon at Royal Park. Well done to the Devonport Bulls. So we'll have more on that on Friday. Paralympics actually start tomorrow night.
Yeah, it snuck up on us a bit, really, hasn't it?
Yeah.
With all the footy stuff that's been going on. So looking forward to this. Obviously, we've got three athletes in the mix. Alex Viney's one, a rower. We've got Dion Kennedy, of course, who's a distance runner. And then, of course, the big shot putter, Toddy Hodgetts. So, yeah, can't wait to see these three in action from a Tasmanian perspective. And it's going to be great. Just when we thought we'd seen the last of the Olympics, we get the Paralympics, which is really good. And it'll keep us up late at night too, no doubt, watching that.
Yeah, well, huge weekend, a huge week of sport with the Para Games and also the AFL final starting. All right, mate, thanks for that. And we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 5:30.
You will indeed. Thanks, Darren.